Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul, is you living? We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my appeals dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it, really trying to be about it. Never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma,
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed,
yo, may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature
of the crime.
I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Bismillah, Bismillah. In the name of Allah, God, Most High. Alhamdulillah, all praise and thanks belongs to Allah. We thank him and we glorify him, the one free of all imperfections. Welcome everyone to another wonderful, wonderful day. By the grace of God, we're all here to enjoy another wonderful day, point of impact. If you're on right now and you're waiting to be on the show, please press mute so that we can't hear you or any background noise until you're able to speak, okay? So if you're on, and you know, because we're trying to keep the feedback down, okay? But thank you all for joining Point of Impact again today, this Sunday night. Yes, we're definitely ready to roll and get things moving. Here we are on the 23rd. It's a glorious day to be here above the earth, you know what I'm saying, doing positive and beneficial things in our lives, which I hope we all are asserting ourselves in, no matter our circumstances. You know, barely after difficulty, surely comes ease. I have my two hosts with us tonight, my beloved host, huh? Mother Queen,
yeah, right.
Are you with us? Okay, my brother to the people, yeah. Hassan. Yeah, we got a wonderful guest coming on tonight. I can't wait to introduce everybody to Sister Deidre and her team, and hopefully we'll be joined by her partner, Brother Muhammad, and Teens with a Purpose is with us tonight. That's right, y'all, Teens with a Purpose. this organization, guys, is like, I'm telling you, they are doing some real battle worth work in the community, right in the community. This is why I love this organization so much, how they have intensely touched my heart because of the work that they're doing inside of the community versus, you know, getting their building and establishing themselves in a more suburban type area. You know, they're right there in the mix, right where the people need them. And it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. Inshallah, be it the will of God, speaking with these wonderful people. We often, and it's amazing because we often hear about good people who are supposed to be doing good works. Well, these are definitely good people that are doing good works. I know I've met them not only once and twice, but I've met them when I first came home, and then I had an opportunity to sit down face-to-face with Ms. Deidre and Brother Muhammad, and it's amazing what they're doing. So we're going to get to speak with them today. Mother Queen, how you been? How's the weekend? How's everything been going?
It's been good. Listen, I've been enjoying my days off from work. I've been enjoying creating, just getting in the lab, putting things together for the organization that we've been able to collaborate with. You know, just meeting and networking with entrepreneurs such as myself and others. It's been lovely. I have not been able to take any type of vacation as far as amusement parks. I keep saying I'm going to take the kids somewhere before the summer is out, but just being able to sit down and talk to my kids about creating and us putting together our own family business, it's been great. So that's what I've been up to.
All right. Hassan, brother to the people. What's going on, man?
Yeah.
What's been going on with you?
Hey, you know, it's most definitely a work in process. And I say process because you got to trust in it, man. And, you know, I realize we living in a time where a lot of people want that instant gratification. And they go to the Apple. They go to the apple tree and pick the apple off, and they act like the tree was planted yesterday. You feel me? And we often do that a lot of times, trying to pull fruit from trees, you know, that we haven't necessarily put any time or effort in to make it work.
That's right.
And so, we know that heaven is a workplace, right? You got to work for that. That's
yes,
not
sir.
Something that you just granted. You feel me? You got to do your work.
Yes,
you
got
to do your deed. Make it count.
Yes,
what we've been doing.
All right. That's my people, y'all. That's what we do. Y'all know.
Wait a minute. Let's not forget that Hassan is celebrating 1 year home from, you know, being behind the
Yeah, I am, man.
Alhamdulillah. All praises to the Lord. This is a wonderful thing, you know. You know, and this is what we this is what we all strive for, you know, beneficial means and upliftment. So let's get our guests right onto the show, okay, y'all? Sister Deidre, are you with us?
Yes, we are. Can you hear us?
Yes, we can, loud and clear. How are you?
I am well. I'm sitting on the shore at Ocean View. Watching the sunset and watching the waves hit the shore. So
I can hear that wind breeze a little bit. That might be a little bit on the ears of the people, but I'm hoping that everybody can get your message. Listen, you want to tell everybody a little bit about what you're doing and what you and Brother Muhammad are doing and what Teens of Purpose and how you began and, you know, how you got to where you are now. You want to share a little bit of that with us?
Sure. I hope this is better. I took it off speaker. Is this better sound-wise?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. I would love to share a little bit about the work and the journey.
Share a little bit about who you are. First, tell us about you. We want to know more about you.
Okay. So I was a little girl growing up in Harlem, New York, during the, you know, early part of my life was the heroin epidemic and then the crack epidemic, and just always, even as a small child, like seeing things that weren't the way I knew that they should be or could be, and I always worked for change before I was even a teenager, and then as a teenager, I continued to have that mindset and to, I just did little things that I knew how to do. I once joined this group called the Liberation Army so that we could feed the community, and later found out it was way more than that, way more than that involved.
Right.
And
right.
I kind of had to exit that, but you know, with good intentions to do good work always. So that, I guess I'm saying all of that to say that's DNA, and I've seen a lot, and I just always wanted to make a difference. And then growing up also during the AIDS pandemic, that is really where I started doing, really being, active in my work in really meaningful ways that I felt like I could make a difference. I was part of a AIDS ministry to change young people's lives and teach about the pandemic, and then help young people be able to translate the how to stay safe and that kind of message to their peers. So they named our work Teens with a Purpose, the teenagers did, back in the late 90s. And the way that we did it was with actual validated information about how to make safer choices, and then they younged it up and express those things in a way that their peers, their generation could relate to it. So we really started our work during a pandemic called the HIV/AIDS pandemic that was ravishing our community, that took out my husband, my best friend, my cousin, and many of the people that I grew up with. That, you know, having that opportunity that I couldn't be helpful to them when they were alive, I knew I could make a difference with young people and prevent that kind of thing from happening. So we started at a church at the Basilica of St. Mary's, evolved into a 501(c) because the young people wanted to address more than the pandemic. Things were changing. I never stopped doing this work since we started. So they wanted to take the requirement of HIV out of our mission statement to make the organization Teens Creatively Cultivating the Next Generation of Leaders, and, you know, being critical thinkers, taking action and being reflective and impacting their peers, their community, and doing transformative work. So, and all of our work is arts-based. So young people write poems and songs. They've taken some of their work, we call it artivism, they've taken it to city council meetings and to state budget hearings, and we traveled the country, like, addressing things that young people care about that really matters to them with the intention of making a difference. So, and the work just continues throughout the generations.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Mother Queen, Krista, you want to ask any questions real quick?
Yes, I just was looking at the website and just looking at all the great things and opportunities and the classes that you all have and the community work that you've done. What is the biggest pushback that you get from the community or parents when trying to engage with the children?
So I would say there's definitely been periods of time when we would have young people and have very little parent engagement. And so we welcome every every young person, literally, regardless of race, creed, how you identify, any, you know, we just open our arms and we love. That's our number one formula. But, you know, so that, you know, that can be really challenging if we don't have much parent engagement, but that never stops us from doing our work. Another barrier that we face is sometimes when you work for as long as we have, as hard as we have, and ceaselessly work, like we worked from a one room into just any space that was available. We never left the community that we're in. We were central to Tidewater Gardens and Young Terrace and Calvert and Huntersville. We sit right in the center of that, and we never left. And we worked hard, and we progressed through the years to really do some pretty impactful work. And I think sometimes people, our own people, look at that and say, well, why do they have this if I don't have it? Well, that must be some favoritism. But, you know, I can tell the story till I'm blue in the face about what it took and the sacrifice of giving up my job in corporate America to start a work that with nothing, that took everything that I had to get off the ground, and the dedication of all the, you know, the people that work for us. Our staff basically grew up in the organization. So our philosophy is that the goal is to pass it on to the next generation. But I can tell you story after story, but still, I think that is the hardest thing for me, because I have a name, Mama D. It's a beloved community name, and the community bestows a lot of love on me, and I give it right back. But sometimes it's not reciprocated by people who don't understand how much work it takes for a small organization to make an impact, and how we need each other to make the greatest impact. That's critical.
Well, I could strongly say that Community United focuses on freedom over everything. I think we definitely identify with that. That was an excellent question by Mother Queen Krista. Brother Hassan, is there anything you'd like to ask Sister Dijon?
Most definitely, because I think it's very, very interesting, every aspect of what you offer and what you're doing for the community, and just the longevity that you've had to remain around for as long as you said, going back to your work in the communities with HIV, pandemic, and many other things that we've had to suffer through. I know that with most companies, you know, we have a particular and people understand, you know, what the mission of the company is by how we present ourselves to them. But the vision is totally something different, because the vision is how you plan to accomplish the mission. For you, it seems like you've always been helping people. How have you had to, like, change your vision along the way to be able to deal with new issues that prevail in your community and so forth?
Well, you know what I would say to that is, I call them my boss, the young people. I credit them with helping with that, because they had the foresight to say we didn't want to define ourselves into a box. And so I have a word or a phrase that I always apply to everything, and it is, does it empower young people? If I can answer yes, then we can go. If it empowers young people and we work for our community, and that's the African-American community. So the things, and I knew once the pandemic, the HIV pandemic, was not doing what it was originally doing when we started, I understood that there are so many things that our community was facing, is facing, will face, that why confine yourself to a box to say you can only address this or that? Respond to what is in front of you that you can make a difference as long as we are empowering young people and helping to transform communities, and we don't just throw something against the wall to see what sticks. We lots and lots of training and lots of volunteer work, not getting paid a dime, but to make a difference. And then the opportunity comes, you know, you don't chase it. I don't chase the dollar. I just know I'm going to do the work. And when the opportunity comes, we'll all benefit from it. Like, we get to pay. That was a dream of mine. There were three of us. One volunteer, my son who came with me because he was born to me, and myself making little to nothing. And now we have six teenagers that got paid this summer to run the summer camp. We have 16 teenagers that work in the community garden, taking care of that, giving that food out to the community because we're in a food insecure area. We have 50 teenagers in a program called Better Choices, and they get an incentive every 2 weeks to learn to make better choices because they are already involved in behaviors that set them up to go down the wrong path. They have credible messengers. They do work on themselves. And, you know, so, like, that was the dream. Everything I always say to the young people today, you stand on the shoulders of so many young people that came before you that didn't get a dime. They just did the work. They were just happy to be there. They were happy to have a place to be. And so we worked hard because we know the streets are calling our children. And if we can empower them and put some money in their pocket as an incentive, you know, and then that work in the garden, that's not easy work. So we're not handing them something for nothing. They work.
But they benefit when they can
give something to their own community, when they see themselves not empty, not half empty, but full, that they can, you know, they can feed a community. That's, you know, and the stereotypes about our young people, they defy those stereotypes. They're your everyday black teenager taking care of business, you know, going to events, holding things down. I'm just so proud of the young people that, and then, you know, when the COVID pandemic hit, that we responded to that. As the gun violence crisis hit, we responded to that. We don't chase it, but we don't run away from it. We'll never run away from it. We will confront it, and we will work to change things. That's, you know, that's what we do. We don't leave. We don't leave. We stay there for our people.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what it is. Trench in. Dig that trench and hold that front.
Yeah.
That's right. Just so you guys know, we do have her partner with us, Mr. Muhammad. Brother Muhammad, can you introduce yourself? And before I begin,
we're sharing a phone, so let me hand him the phone so he can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. And for the people who are listening, if you would like to speak, please press 1, and when we'll take callers in a few minutes, you'll be able to call in and give a good positive comment or a positive question. We would love to have you participate. So in a minute, once we get to meet Brother Muhammad, which he's about to come on. Brother Muhammad, are you with us?
Yes, sir, brother. How you doing? How you doing, family out there?
All right.
Bye. How you
all right.
Doing?
So,
yes, sir. Peace, brother.
Brother Muhammad, you want to tell everybody about yourself and what role do you play in Teens with a Purpose in your the work that you've been doing?
Oh, yes, sir, brother. First and foremost, I'm a registered member of the Nation of Islam, but it started way before that. Growing up in Llamas Point, I always had an interest in seeing my community do better. So I went the extra mile to just make sure that, like, regular people was able to benefit from, first and foremost, the Spirit of God that saw that I could do what I needed to do on my level. Like, one particular time I went, when I used to go to a babysitter, I seen a family in distress, and it was probably like a family of 12. But I noticed that the children didn't have anything to eat, so I kind of like begged my mom to allow me to take probably like 25 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to my to the daycare to make sure everybody was straight. And that has always been my heart, to make sure that, you know, those that couldn't take care of themselves, call on God and make sure that I was just there. And just wonderful. All throughout my life, just trying to figure out where I fit in as far as to help the community. And just doing a lot of volunteer work, but, you know, kind of like up until this day with the Nation of Islam, it kind of like gave me an introduction of basically, first and foremost, to learn about myself, to learn about my people. In the Nation of Islam, we have what we call a door-to-door campaign. And what was so beautiful about that, it after showing us how to first and foremost be a man and where the man was, gave us the opportunity to go in our community, which was door-to-door, go next door to your neighbor to make sure that they're good, hit all the doors in a particular community, the nation teach block by block. So we did the block. Next thing you know, I was doing a whole community. Yes. So,
okay, that's,
you know, from,
wonderful.
From, yes, sir, from that benefit right there, coming outside the nation and meeting Ms. Love, we worked together and we started, I guess, the program called Hello Brigade and Teams with a Purpose. And what we used to do was because we had all these awesome programs taking place, we call it Hello Brigade because we had to let the community know. So basically, share with the young people first and foremost, let them know that the community that you're going to was not empty, letting the young people know that what you're having to bring the community is an asset. Let them know when we even went to knock on the doors to not let the door shut and speak through the screen, open up the screen so that we can engage our people. And from that, we were taking food, and I even share that with the young people, that any idea that you have in your mind, you have to articulate it. And, you know, young people, when we first went, they started out kind of struggling. But, man, they have grown into some wonderful, amazing young people. And just being part of Teams with a Purpose, even we as adults, a lot of times we as adults forget what it is to be a teenager.
That's right.
So, you know, with going to Teams with a Purpose, sitting their feet, finding out what they wanted, seeing what they have to offer, which is their self, and we're going after the young people, basically kind of like prepared us for safe patches in the community, because being in the community all the time, you know, just, you know, coming in to Teams with a Purpose, God was showing me that I basically knew almost everybody in the community, regardless of their race, class, color, creed, or religion, because when we was young, we had to speak to adults, or we had to speak to everybody. We couldn't have a person pass us and not be able to not speak to them. So that kind of like created safe passage in our community. And, you know, what better people you want in your community than those that you know, you know,
That's right.
Trust. And so, you know, being in Teams with a Purpose and giving an opportunity, because that's all it is. It's just giving an opportunity to engage with our people. Transfer information because our people have, and you know, and when you talk to them, they always fill my cup up from everything that I'm studying, from religion to anything that I need to know in life. Anything you need to know, somebody know it. So if you have a working relationship with those particular ones that you know in the community, then there's no problem that we can't solve. So there's not an opportunity collaborate with Teams with a Purpose, with Mama D, and with the community. And I always share this with people, you know. In our community, the bank, they just buildings. But whoever has the hearts of the people really, really, really have the potential at real power. First and foremost, from God, but giving the people power. And the people, once you show them that they got power, they will really basically support anything we're trying to do in righteousness.
Right.
Okay. Okay, thank you, brother. And I'm so grateful to have you on the show. I know you and Mama D are passing the phone back and forth. Can you allow her to get back in this conversation?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, praise. Yes.
These are wonderful people you got. Mama D?
Hello?
Yeah, Sister Deidre Love. This is her, yeah.
Yes.
Mama D. So what we're going to do right now, Jason, do we have any callers? Jason. Okay, I guess we don't have any calls.
I'm checking now. Not at this time.
Okay, cool. All right, but everybody listening, please, if you have any positive comments or positive questions to present to Miss Deidre Love, who they call Mama Dia, and Miss Deidre is a very wonderful lady, or either Brother Muhammad, please just press 1. We would love to take your comment or your question. Mother Queen, is there anything else you'd like to ask or say?
Yes, this to what Brother Muhammad was saying, that I live, work, and shop in a very diverse community. I really enjoy learning from other cultures. I like to expose my children to different cultural backgrounds and just the way of living that others, you know, just to add to the pot that we have of our own that we created, you know, not just taking my word for things all the time, but just having that other entity to, you know, fall back on or learning someone else's method of healing or learning for the kids is make them more well-rounded individuals, and exposes them to being more compassionate for others as well. You know, just taking someone's word for being closed in one community, that one thing, all you know, it becomes just your one way of life when there's so much more world out there to learn, and you'll have a more profound respect for just the human society within its whole if you would just explore different cultures. So I love the fact that they are very diverse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I like to, can I say, respond to what she just said? One thing people often say is, ask young people, well, what do you want to be? And I always say, can we expose them to everything? Because that's a hard question to ask if you've only been in your neighborhood, if you've only been exposed to different things. And I tell young people, we belong everywhere. So that's a goal of mine. And when you see young people in our program, people say, oh, they're special or whatever. They're TW. I'm like, no, these are our everyday children. This is what it looks like when they feel welcome in spaces that normally don't welcome them. And this is what happens. A mind really opens up when adults find a way to open the door so they can walk through as themselves, not as somebody else, but as themselves and feel comfortable in a space that to consider, you know, the endless possibilities for their lives.
That's wonderful. Yeah, and that's the thing that I'm so drawn to, Ms. Deidre and Brother Muhammad, you know, meeting them face-to-face, I think a week ago, and sitting down with them to discuss the joint efforts that we're looking forward to pursuing. I was so excited. Like, I was literally like a fat boy with a fat cake in front of me. Like, it was just like, hey, you know, this is getting ready to be the most delicious cake. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you work so hard, and you get a lot of people don't understand the sacrifices that we make. You know, there are organizations that are motivated by the dollar. Of course, we know that. But the great deal of many of the organizations are people who are just really have a heartfelt for humanity. and they just want to see a better society, not just for mm-hmm. black people, but people in general. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, we're all human beings, and we're all in this race of life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And contending with the struggles that come with the race of life. And it's not easy. And I tell people all the time, please remove that word from your dialect, that word. There's no such thing of a human creature being independent. A human creature that God has created is always in need. We're in need of just the supplements of life in order for us to live life. So we're never independent. And that in itself should be a teaching lesson to us to realize how important it is for us to, you know, come together with our community, come together with our family, and work hard to us striving to do better things and more beneficial things. You want to tell the people and share with them? I know you have an event coming up on the 5th, August the 5th. You want to share what the Fusion is really about?
Yeah, so FuseFest is the letter stands for Focus on Unity, Spirit, Peace, and Edutainment. And it's the 12th year that we've done this. Again, the young people started it. They called it a block party. But inside of that block party, there are these interactive empowerment moments. And we do mini workshops that a lot of the mini workshops are led by people from the community, doing things like the inside of the garden. The young people are teaching about the herbs and the healing properties and showing people how to plant food and grow their own food. We have people that are doing Reiki healing, doing transformative art. So they're creating a big peace banner that the young people are going to use for a peace march. But it's a beautiful piece of art that they'll be creating, and the messages inside of the art is their story about what they personally want to see change in their life. So it's a personal statement for the young people. The stage is live. There's every kind of expression of our culture, from African dance and song, kinetic African yoga, hip-hop. There's a hip-hop stage. There's a children's zone. There's an elder zone. The elders get taken care of royally at FuseFest. They have their own space, and we cater to them. They lead the line dancing. I'm trying to paint the picture. So you'll see people walking around with free flowers that are given to them to take home the plant, fruits and vegetables, fresh fruits and vegetables. If you take any of the 15-minute empowerment sessions, you get a coupon for a free meal, and the meals are not, you know, french fries and a hamburger. These are different black and community vendors who make amazing, healthy, delicious food, and they can choose. So it's not like you get on the line for your handout. They can choose which vendor they want to take their coupon to and eat a meal from them. So that is a whole nother experience, because there's vegan and there's every kind of food to, you know, make us healthy and well. There's the drum call. It's a whole, there's a back to school drive that's happening. Cricket Wireless is contributing. Some of the artists that grew up in our organization, they're doing a big back to school drive with one of the sneaker companies. So, whatever we have, we're sharing. The health department is setting up a clinic inside of our building, and they're going to do testing and screenings and just different things that people need to make them healthy, giving away not strollers, but the little carriers to put in your car for people, just really trying to make sure we're engaging with our community and, like, honoring where people are and transferring information. So it's a lot of give and take and conversations. There's arts and craft vendors from the community. We don't charge vendors to be there. We told the vendors, you donate something of $25 value to the stage for us to give away to the community. That's your fee. And also that when the people come to your table, that you engage with them, like help them make something that you sell, you know, give them a hands-on experience, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's a MC Olympics, and that's a rap battle of sorts, and there's breakdancing. All the elements of hip-hop are happening, just, you know, respecting the culture. And the indigenous people will be there as part of the opening. Some dancers from the Philippine community, the Steel Pans are going to be there. Like, it's, you know, the Chrysler Art Museum, the glass studio that we've been working with them for years, they have an internship program just for our young people, and they're bringing a portable glass blowing shop to Fuse Fest, and people will get to actually create art, glass blowing, right at Fuse Fest.
Wow,
I mean, you just can't, you can't beat it. There's like live art happening. It's, you know, it's an amazing experience.
And I'm grateful she has definitely extended an open invitation to Community United Focus and Freedom Over Everything.
Yeah.
And we're going to be having a 15-minute session on talking about, you know, violence in connection with the youth. And we're going to speak to that and how the youth, you know, hopefully we can, you know, inspire them to understand how, you know, reducing and removing themselves from violence first starts with self. And so we're going to talk about that. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity for us to even be present. Also, we'll be there on hand with the NAACP as well. So, there's a lot of this that's going to be going on, guys, at this event, and we definitely don't want to. Again, it's going to be on August the 5th and right here in Norfolk. And, you know, I really want you to come through. The flyer is up on my page, and it's up on, and it's on the NAACP Criminal Justice Group page. So the flyer is circulating hard right now, so pay attention and please come out and support Teens with a Purpose. Hassan, you want to speak to what Sister Deidre?
Man, listen, I'm really impressed by all of the beautiful and wonderful things that I've heard, you know, here tonight. And as I'm listening to all the work that you all are doing with the youth, really to me, it's just a reminder of certain things in history, I think that we forget, right? I think that we forget how brilliant our young people are and how brilliant they can be. And we start to lose sight of the fact that many of the people that we revere were very, very young when they started in their movement toward really doing positive things in the community, right? And so you're talking about young people, and when you look at, like, especially the Black Panthers, they were all youth. Right, they were young people. Bobby Seale, Huey Newton, Fred Hampton. These were very, very young people, and they were the ones who were willing to take up the lead and the mantle. And I think that what was different from back then is that you had a lot of older people or older generation who were willing to like pass the torch and give them the truth and give them the teachings and everything that they needed to move forward, which made those young people want to step up. And what you all are doing is in that same vein. You know, I just wanted to kind of say that and make that comment because a lot of us kind of write off the youth. We kind of write them off like they're incorrigible, like it's nothing you can't tell them. Like, nah, they will listen to you if you're willing to talk some sense, though. Talk some sense about what it is, the issues that they're facing, and they'll be willing to step up to the plate to help change those issues. And for me, I think that what you all are doing is wonderful in that vein. I'm all for it. So like August the 5th, I'm really most definitely trying to be there. You know, so that's my
I'm bringing the soldiers, Sister D.
Yes.
I'm bringing the soldiers.
Awesome.
You'll have on board Community United Focus. You'll have on board Freedom Over Everything. You'll have on board Fight for Freedom. Team, and let me just remind everybody, the founder, Sister Karen Morrison, will be joining us as a host, as a co-host, She's in Bahamas right now with her family enjoying vacation time, but she did send us her love. So I'm bringing the soldiers. I'm bringing the soldiers. And
crazy.
I'm telling you, we come in to definitely support you, and we're going to be linked as we always are. And I just want to say on behalf of my family, of Mother Queen Krista and my brother to the people, Hassan, that we are here to support you in your movement, and you can know for a fact we are boots on the ground. We are boots on the ground, and we're here to definitely push the message. And I hope that you will allow us at this moment to allow us to be ambassadors for Teens with a Purpose.
Of course, and you know we're here for you too. I, you know, when you think of what we were able to accomplish, just multiply that by 10,000 or more we all link arms. That's the power of unity. So I'm so honored and grateful that we are together and that we will be able to work together and, you know, do more because accomplish more and lift up more people because we're together. We're united. So it means the world to me. And the one thing I want to say about the young people, those are the other soldiers, but another one thing that we do and we do it well is not the talking, but the listening. Like I told you, they're my boss, and they're the ones who came up with the Fuse Fest idea, and they're the ones I asked them when the church didn't want to fund the AIDS piece anymore. I went to them and said, what do you want to do? Do you all want to continue?
Right.
And they laid out the blueprint for our next steps. So for me, part of what we're missing is taking the time to listen. Like listening to them is so critical.
Yeah,
like
that.
Hearing
that.
What they have to say. Like, you know, how we all say how brilliant they are. But we'll never know it if we just don't, like, pause to hear what they have to say. Because then we can support them better when we hear, you know, what they're asking for, what they're looking for, and let them tell us where they're going wrong, and so we can know what to do instead of making an assumption or giving a speech, you know? So I'm so happy that your session at Fuse Fest is going to be one of a dialogue where you'll be listening to them and they'll have a chance to learn from you. And, you know, we're all the expert on ourselves. You know, we all are that expert. So those experts will be dialoguing with you and they will gain so much. And I tell everyone who comes to TWP, if you walk away from the experience and you didn't grow and you didn't learn something, then you didn't do it the right way, because in this space, there's reciprocity. And I can't tell you how much I've learned from those young people, and I'm honored to get the opportunity to share something back with them and support them along the way.
Okay, at this moment, let's see. Jason, do we have any callers around? Is there anybody calling who would like to speak or not a comment?
We have a lot of listeners, but nobody pressing one at this time.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's good. That's excellent. That means we're doing a good job. we're doing a good job. That means we're answering all the right questions here. So, you know, once again, everybody, join us on August the 5th, which is a Saturday, and the event will be going on from, is it 12? What time would the event
12
start?
12 to 6.
From 12?
We start at noon. We go to 6 p.m. We have on Church Street, on East only. We close the street. We activate Purpose Park, which is a half an acre that I described that we developed. And then outside of the teen center that we operate from and run, and in back of the center is the hip-hop stage. And then our empowerment workshops will be inside the building, all throughout the building, all day long. So the clinics inside, the empowerment workshops inside, the interactive arts outside, the food vendors are out there. And you don't have to, you know, you can buy food too, and of course you can support all the craft vendors and everyone that's there, but we're making sure that it's for everybody. It's accessible to everybody. So, yeah,
right.
I can't wait to see you all, and I'm so, so grateful, you know, that we're together in this work.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm really excited to be having this privilege and opportunity just to network and just to learn from you, Mother Love, and, you know what I'm saying, Mother D, and you and Brother Mohammed,
you.
Because I'm really more of a student. I like to sit back and kind of take things in, and then I like to, once I get the comprehension of what it is that I've had the opportunity to learn, because I try to remind people all the time, knowledge precedes speech and action. And we really have to assert ourselves more in attaining knowledge. But when we attain knowledge, knowledge calls for action. But that action only comes when proper comprehension has been preceded. And when you have the proper comprehension, then you can talk to the issues with pure understanding and certainty so that the people have a clear picture of what it is, as Hassan was talking about, the vision that you're striving towards. And this is very, very imperative. And I really wish for this to be spoken more to our community and to other organizations in our community to know that, you know, the more that we lock arms, the more that we can lock this community down to progress.
Yeah.
And this is what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? It's
not
about the big I or my or me. No, it's about we. It's about we joining together to for the purpose in our community, whether it's in criminal justice, whether it's in economics, whether it's in education, whether it's in social development, we all have to, it has to be an assertive effort with all parties. And if we do that, we can definitely win. And I'm so excited, just grateful. So if we have a few minutes left, would you like to go ahead and just take, you know, 2 minutes to give your last and final words, which you would like to leave us all with tonight?
For me, I'll pass the mic to Mohammed in a second, but for me, I just think being grateful for who we are, for what we have, for the moment that we're in. You know, we look way far ahead, but this is a moment for me that I get to share a conversation and be in a space with other like-minded people. And, like, I already know that we will make a difference together. And I guess the last thing that I would want to share with the audience is, like, we are not an empty people. We are, you know, the greatest, the original man. We are the greatest blessing to ourselves and to our community and to the world. We've done wondrous things. We should have perished through slavery. We should not even be sitting here having this conversation today. There's a plan for our lives, and that is, there's no, like, a select few that God has chosen.
Right.
We all are His people, and we can make a bad choice for ourselves, and we can turn that into a teachable moment that shapes the rest of our lives. So it doesn't matter what you've done. It matters where you are in this moment and, you know, just walking that path. And if you make a wrong turn, you get a choice, another choice to turn the other way. So just keep believing in yourself and let's keep working together, because that's where the real power lies, in us working together.
Wow. Thank you, sister. Okay, we're gonna hear from Brother Mohammed right now. Brother Mohammed. Is there any last words you want to leave us with, sir?
How you doing, family?
Is there any last words you want to leave us with tonight?
Oh, man, I just thank the Father for us being in this moment and just being in this space, man, just bringing the best that we have to the mission and just working cheerfully, man. You know what I mean? Just in this time and spirit, man, celebrate it regardless the struggles or whatever, because God bring all of that in our life so that we be successful. not for us to for
that's right.
not for us not for it to wear us down. So celebrate,
yes,
like, you know what I mean? Celebrate everything that's going on right now, because it's only by his permission. And we will be victorious. We already successful. We having this conversation, we successful. So I just
that's
thank
right.
you. I just thank you for just creating the platform, because that's what we want to do. We're going to keep creating platforms and keep giving our people who haven't been heard the opportunity to demonstrate their gift. Because
that's
you have
right.
something in everybody. So we ain't solved the problem yet, that means we ain't reached enough people.
Hello?
If
come
we continue
on,
to reach
bro.
People, then we will solve the problem. What we lacking, because we ain't reached them yet. So when we reach
that's
them,
right.
that'll change, and we'll be able to grow together and move on to something beautiful. Because it's that after the struggle, we're going to come out with great substance.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, thank you,
I'm in heaven right now. I'm in heaven.
Well, thank you, brother.
I love that.
I'm so grateful for having you guys on this show. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to introduce you to our audience and to have
thank
you on our platform. Man, we don't get these kind of where people just want to listen. Like, we normally get people just want to add on. But that's where I was just saying, like, we obviously have presented a great show today that has answered a lot of questions. And it's very, very, you know, fulfilling. And I give all praise to Allah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, because this is what it's really all about. And you spoke and said something that I really, really I want to reiterate. Like, we should be celebrating. This is a moment of celebration. You know what I'm saying? And we should all walk away with a great deal of gratitude that the Lord has given us this opportunity, this platform. You're absolutely
given
right,
an opportunity,
brother.
That's
right. So with these, Mother Queen, you want to give any final words to this wonderful day?
Yes. First and foremost, you know, it just I'm so happy.
Thank you so much.
The Most High, he could have made me anything. He could have made me anything in the world. He could have made me a rock, a tree, but he created me to be a black woman. So I am most grateful to the Most High for that. And then, you know, secondly, just our children, celebrating our children, leaving a legacy for our children, allowing our children who will be our future to take a lead and take a sample, you know, in leading us and just instilling and implanting things in them that when we rest our eyes that we can say we did right by them. So
that's right.
Most definitely celebrating our children is always a plus. Instilling in them is always a plus, and, you know, preparing them for the days where we won't be here, you know, that we can rest easy. So I'm grateful.
Wow. All right, Brother Hassan, you want to give any closing words, brother?
Yes, man, most assuredly. I think what I want to do is I want to tell the people out there tonight and everyone, you know, that you encounter, you make sure that you share this with them, that God is not, you know, a respecter of persons. God is a respecter of deeds. Right, and it is your deeds what you will carry with you, no matter how people see you or no matter how you see yourself. It's about what you do, and for us, the ability to be able to put these children in a space where they can actually show you how great they are, and then just like Mama D said, to sit back and actually listen to them. Listening is one of the six phases of learning. And and that one being one of the most important phases, right? Because you can't apply anything to your life if you don't listen. And so when she talked about listening to the children, you see, they're gonna give you the key. And the scripture also says that in a child shall lead them, right? So are you putting these children in a position to lead? And then. With that being said, you know, we have to be the best examples for them, so that they can lead properly, because as though it takes a village to raise a child, that same village can also destroy them. We really do have to be on our job of being that village that builds them up. So let's start to do that a little bit more. Reach out to the organizations that are doing this work. You make sure you reach out to teams with a purpose, because that purpose is grand. And it's bigger than something that maybe you or any of us can see. And we have to make more faith in that. That in doing that, we're going to put these children in a position to take us into the future, to take care of us in the future. You know, that's what it's all about.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's, well, people, there you have it. The show, I can't, hey, listen, I can't even begin to add on any more prolifically. You know, this has been one of the most amazing shows that we've had. And the guest today is, who I'm so honored to have on our platform, you know, has really enlightened me. I'm really, again, looking forward to learning as much as I can to be effective as, you know, a leader and a follower, you know what I'm saying, in those things that will benefit the people, but most importantly, those things will benefit myself and my family and my community. So everyone, you know what I'm saying, y'all know we are all about, you know, empowerment and growth. And so I want you all to just, you know, please, if you leave from today's show, the one thing that I really want you to take from the show is that, you know, please feel, know that there is support for whatever you want to bring to the table to help bring about a benefit, to help others. Please let us know and, you know, reach out to us so that we can be a helping hand to you, okay? So hopefully we left that, you know, that one seed with you, that there are people here who are willing to help, who are on the ground doing the work, and we here for you. If you just reach out and let us know, because a closed mouth can't get fed, all right? So, you know, reach out to us if you need us. We're here for you. All right, with that, we're going to let Jay Sean, anything you want to say, brother?
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was saying, like I was going to say, that was an amazing show. But also, LaToya wanted me to let you know she was checking in, but it was kind of loud in the background, so she didn't want to go live. So she sends her a love for the show. And also, Brother Miles is listening too. You know what I mean? Just to let you know they both are. But it was a good show, man, and just keep up the good work.
Well, big shouts of love and appreciation to our family listeners, Brother Miles, Sister LaToya, Brother Leon, Brother Shadi, Sister Lisa, you know, all these wonderful people who are always supporting Point of Impact, and we thank you so much. And remember, guys, please mark on your calendars, and if you can, get your tickets right to get out here December the 15th. Communion of United Focus, Point of Impact Recognition Night. Please come on out. It is a recognition night, a fundraiser that we're recognizing and striving to collectively put funds together to continue doing the massive work that we're striving to do in our community with Community United Focus and Freedom Over Everything and Point of Impact, to continue presenting this podcast in the manner that we can be more productive. And also look out, we're coming really soon, guys. I'm going to be giving you a date real soon to when we'll be doing our first live broadcast of Point of Impact. So please be listening in, because we want you all to come on out, and it's going to be held at BAJ Juice Bar on Princess Anne, Princess Anne Road in Norfolk. So be listening out soon for that invitation to come on out, and, you know, we're going to be having a live audience. The audience will be participating as we do in all our shows. We definitely value your information and your knowledge, and so we want you to come on out and participate in the topics that we'll be discussing on the live broadcast. So with that, guys, we've got to go. I don't like to go, but we got to go. I wish Allah willing, maybe someday soon I'll be doing this, you know, as a full-time job. But right now, you know, this is what Allah has provided me with, and I'm grateful for it. And I wouldn't be able to do it without my team, you know, my family, Krista and Hassan, and I love them so dearly. They, you know, but most importantly, I really want to give love to my family, my immediate family, for always supporting me, keeping me strong, and pushing me forward, and constantly encouraging me to continue to fight the good fight, and that is the jihad, the self, the jihad of self, the jihad of now, the jihad of your of fighting your inner self to improve yourself and move forward in a beneficial way. So with that, I want everyone, please, right now, stop what you're doing, man. Just stop what you're doing and take this moment, man, to do something that will benefit you in this life and in the hereafter, and that will benefit your family, and that will benefit your community, your locality. Take this moment right now, because we don't know whether we'll have it again. So take this moment right now, all right? And everyone be at peace, be safe, and you know what I'm saying? Keep your stay in your travels and strive to do the best that you can to benefit other, yourself as well as others. Everyone, good night. We love you. Assalamu alaikum, and may you all be safe and keep Allah first. Good night, everyone. Peace.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you save me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future's scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you I wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.